Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we have five stories packed with fresh product launches, legal drama, and big moves in the AI world. Let's dive right in. Apple is finally tackling Safari's long-standing extension problem with AI. According to The Verge, Apple now lets users create Safari extensions simply by describing what they want. For example, you can ask Safari to build a Recipe Keeper extension that saves and tracks cooking recipes with notes. This could help Safari catch up to Chrome and Firefox, which have vast extension libraries. Apple is also adding AI-powered tab organization, password changing on your behalf, and a smart Notify Me feature for tracking website changes. It's a measured approach, focusing on tools that actually work rather than rushing out flashy AI gimmicks. In the venture capital world, Brendan Foody of AI talent platform Merca has called out Sequoia Capital for what he calls dual pricing, valuation tricks. TechCrunch reports that Sequoia invests in two tranches at different valuations, creating inflated headline numbers. This practice can mislead employees and angels about the true value of a startup. Sequoia's Sean Maguire pushed back, saying it's a market reality where they pay less than other investors for hot AI deals. Still, this raises tough questions about transparency and fairness in startup valuations. And it's not unique to Sequoia, other firms use similar tactics. Apple's slow and steady AI bet is starting to look pretty smart, according to TechCrunch. After years of criticism for lagging behind, Apple unveiled Siri AI, powered by Google's Gemini, embedding automated capabilities deeply into its software. Siri can now pull info from your inbox, offer context-aware suggestions, and fetch real-time web data. Apple's approach is less about racing to build flashy AI and more about creating helpful, intuitive products that users will actually embrace. They're spending far less than competitors but still posting historic iPhone sales and generating huge revenue. This might just be the smartest way to run the AI race. OpenAI has confidentially filed for an IPO, joining a trio of AI giants looking to go public this year. Wired reports this move comes just a week after Anthropic filed and follows SpaceX's recent IPO filing. OpenAI's valuation is estimated at over $850 billion, though it's still unprofitable and faces ongoing legal and regulatory scrutiny. The IPO could unlock huge wealth for employees and increase transparency, but the company hasn't set a timeline yet. It's a complex process that will draw plenty of attention, especially given AI's societal impacts. The UK government is betting big on AI independence with a $1.47 billion plan for a national AI supercomputer. Wired highlights that this includes over $500 million in hardware purchases, prioritizing British startups making specialized AI chips. The goal is to reduce reliance on US and Asian tech and build a resilient homegrown AI ecosystem. Researchers and startups will get access starting in 2030, with hopes this will anchor chip innovation in the UK. This strategic move could give the UK leverage in the global AI hardware race. That wraps up today's top AI stories. From browser extensions to billion-dollar IPOs and national supercomputers, the AI landscape is shifting fast. It's clear that measured innovation and strategic investments are shaping the future more than headline chasing. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. See you tomorrow for more AI insights.